St. Linus, pray for us. St. Thecla, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, for my sermon today, I thought I would say a word about sermons. How do you children do for the sermon? Sometimes you might get a little sleepy and close your eyes, and sometimes you might get a little antsy and kind of jump around and distract someone else. But I hope that much of the time you'll all listen to the sermon and see what you can learn from it. Sometimes Father might have an interesting story to tell you, or sometimes something that the priest says could make you think of something else about how you could be more like our Lord or our Lady or the saints. Sermons can inspire us, you know. Yesterday's saint, Saint Thomas of Villanova, was a very good preacher, and he preached so well that one time the emperor, who ruled much of the world, Charles V, a very powerful man, heard him preach, and the next day he came back in disguise so no one would know he was the emperor, and he listened to many of that bishop's sermons. He found them so helpful. One of the saints that we have today was the first pope after St. Peter himself, and for a while he was a missionary in France in the city of Besançon, and he went into a pagan temple where there were all these idols, and he said to the people a little sermon. He made them a sermon, and he said, "You shouldn't be worshiping these idols. They're just devils, and they're just people. And you know all of the sins that these people have committed because the pagan gods are very wicked, and they break all of God's commandments. You shouldn't be doing that." Well, they made fun of him, and they said, "Well, get out of here. We don't want to listen to you." And then God sent a sign, as he sometimes will, and the sign was that the column that was holding all the temple together, a bit like Samson. Remember Samson from the Old Testament? That's what he did to the pagans that were worshiping a false god. Well, the column started to shake, and the roof came in, and all of the pagans and all of their idols were destroyed. And they put him out of the city, and they made him go back to Rome. And that's how he became the second pope in history. The other saint that we have today, Saint Thecla, when she was a girl, maybe in her teenage years, listened to a sermon that was given by the great Saint Paul himself. And she was so impressed with that she decided to leave everything and follow our Lord. And she was a girl who had everything. She was beautiful. She came from a very important family with lots and lots of money and a very comfortable house and all just the latest of everything. And she gave it all up to follow Jesus. And she was sort of a helper to St. Paul for a while. And the pagans got so angry at her that they tried to put her to death three times. And although she suffered very much, she remembered our Lord, what she'd heard from all of her sermons and her prayers and her catechism too, of course, and she didn't mind. So first of all, they tied her to a stake, and they tried to put her to death with fire or by stabbing her or things like that, arrows, and nothing worked. She was miraculously delivered. And the second time, she was fed to lions. And she was very frightened, of course. Who wouldn't be? Big old lions running at you. But the lions never hurt her. And the third time, she was put in a pit with horrible snakes, with serpents. And that, too, she offered up very bravely. So she's one of the saints we pray to for the dying, because she went through all of these torments, and she was protected and delivered by Almighty God himself. Why does God allow us? Did you ever think of this, children? Why does he allow us to, well, sometimes we get sick, or sometimes some bad thing happens to us, or sometimes we're tempted very strongly to be bad, and it seems like we just can't resist, so we give in and we commit a sin. Why does our Lord allow all of that to happen to us? That might be a good thing to think about in a sermon sometimes. Well, he does it in order to test us. If you have a test in school, it's to determine how much you know. The trouble with many tests you get in school is this, that you study hard for a test, and then afterwards, maybe you would just forget your answers. But not, I hope, when it comes to catechism or following Jesus and Mary and the saints. When our Lord tests us and we pass the test, it's a kind of a thing that we'll never, ever forget our whole life long. If our Lord sends us sufferings or problems, it's because he loves us and he wants us to get a little bit closer to him. That's why he gives the tests, as he did to St. Thecla and to so many of the great saints from the past. God sends trials, not because he wants to punish you, but because he wants to promote you. He wants you to get a little bit closer to him now. That's really why he does. The trouble is this, and this is probably why we need sermons and masses and prayers. The trouble is that when we do have problems and we get worried or upset, or we might commit a sin, or we, at the very least, we get sad or angry or we complain. But our Lord doesn't want us to be like that at all. And that's another reason we have the saints and the sermons about the saints so often, so that we never forget their wonderful lessons. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.